Blog Talk Radio.
Although you can probably hear SummerSlam going on right now, the replay, I didn't change the channel yet. But, anyways, we are going to get to it, the results of matches. We will get to that in a minute, but let's talk about, well, I guess a lot of people are, like, commenting to some of the things that went on. Like I said, a few of the things I don't agree on, but I understand. But we'll just see if other things will come around that. And also I want to say is, like, if you want to attack somebody because they think something doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense to them. Something, it may make sense to you, but don't make sense to them. Because everybody got different views, and wrestling fans speak out. We got our own, you know. They just say they got their, people got their own opinion, but like I said, some people don't know the business. They just think they know. They're not Vince McMahon. They're not Dixie Carter or anything like that. Because it's like, you do business, you make money, but you have to appease the fans as well. But we will see. But we're gonna go to a quick commercial. We're gonna talk about the match and all the matches and stuff that's gonna be going on. That happened, I mean, but we'll be right back.
It's a shameful thing to block your head. A careless man who could wind up dead. You'll wear your sin like it's some kind of pride. Too many lies, too many lies. Oh, these words are true, and I'll make you believe. Yeah, you fight for air and struggle just to breathe.
And we're back. Like I said, the overall of the WWE pay-per-view is like, I'm not pissed off of it. I think it was a very good pay-per-view. But like I said, I got some oohs and ah moments, and I got moments that was like, I don't think they should have went that way. And like I said, I have my reasons, and I will get to that in a bit. So let's go with the pre-show that they kind of added earlier today with Rob Van Dam versus Cesaro. Not a bad match, and of course both guys are always deliver with different styles. RVD did win the match. So let's see, on to the next one. I guess the one that's going on right now on the repeat. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental Championship. Like I said, I thought it was too early that the Miz would drop the title, but he did, and But the thing is, I am glad also that, you know, they finally gave Dolph Ziggler like a title, world title or U.S. title or whatever. Either way, it was a good match, and it was a good match. Like I said, it was unexpected on the result, but good match overall. And like I said, I'm not complaining about that match. There's no reason to. It was a good match, and like, whatever. Okay, the next match. You have Paige versus AJ Lee for the Divas title. You know what? I'm going to change this. Just give me a minute. Okay, we're back. Trying to adjust my seat and all, but anyways, Paige versus AJ Lee. Like I said before, I think the Divas division is improving, and you know it's starting to be worth the watch. And one of the two Divas match, this one, of course, it didn't disappoint. Like, from what I see is, like, they're passionate on the, in the match and just, like, stuff. Hold on, I guess I'm talking to a fan about the main event, so just bear with me here. Okay, we're back. But Paige is the new Divas champion for a second reign. I think like this feud, I kind of figured that this feud is not going to end. But I think they're going to go at it one more time at Night of Champions, but we'll see. And the first match they had, of course, was the day after WrestleMania. It wasn't bad or anything like that. But second match when AJ Lee made her return, it was kind of quick, but it was decent. But it's like the last two matches, meaning this one tonight and the one on Battleground, was very good. And it's like, show that it was like Paige was slowly turning heel and also shown that how crazy she was, well, is, where however you want to play it. But it just showed like a different side of her, which I think they needed to see that anyway, so good for her. So, but my thing is this, I think these two, you know, they're going to be a feature of the WWE. That's just what I'm saying. But good match. No complaints on there. I'm just surprised that Paige did win it, but I just thought AJ Lee was going to keep running with it. But they're going to continue feeling, so you know how's that going to go. But next match, Jack Swagger versus Rusev. I know some people was very pissed off at this match, you have a fan that's just like saying, like, if Jack Swagger loses, he was done. Well, I guess that person will be done with WWE. So, but once again, I think the ending of the match, you know, they haven't played anything out like this in a long time. Like, Jack Swagger never tapped out for the camel clutch, but he just passed out. But overall, it was like the match didn't even start and like they're just both just going at it. And it was just that good expected power brawl match. What I mean by power brawl, that, you know, they brawling and throwing out the heavy hits and stuff like that. So that match was going to be expected on how it's supposed to be. So Jack Swagger lost the match. Rusev wins. I guess they call it the flag match, but they kind of did it differently than what we thought. I just thought that was the only thing that probably was kind of weird on that. So, like I said, no complaints on that match. So, wow, what's that like? I think I mentioned like 5 matches so far. So we're going to take another break, and we're going to get to more of the matches. So we will be right back. I'm friends with the monster, the son of... I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew Steve. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool keys. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm friends with the monster. Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from. Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no one you can lose in your mind the way it wanders. I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just friends with the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that, it's nothing, I'm still friends with the monster, the son of my bed, get along with the Let's get on to the rest of the matches. The Lumberjack match, it was something that I have never been part of. Kind of a little loud. That match, like the way it happened, something that I never ever seen before. It was just something else. Like, you start out with the Lumberjacks, and you know they do the original thing, throw them out the ring, they start attacking, blah, blah, blah. But what you don't see is, like, the the two guys that's in the ring end up making it past the Lumberjacks, and... And you see all of them, like, outside the ring, and Kane was telling them to bring them back in, and he hit Dean Ambrose after they came back, then suddenly, oh, crap. Then suddenly, all hell broke loose, and it was just like a big brawl, which was good. The match was good, and I liked it the way that they did play it out. So I can't complain about that. The finish was... I can't complain about the finish either. The finish was pretty good. But Seth Rollins did end up winning 1-2-3, though I did predict it Dean Ambrose, but it was a good match overall. So the next match... Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho. With this match, but seriously, with this, I'm sorry, you need to come out there. But with this match, You expect, like, a fast pace from Chris Jericho and, like, being a brawler that Bray Wyatt is. The match was, that's probably the only complaint I have. I think that was probably the only complaint about that match was, like, it was a little bit of a slow pace. Sorry, just in the row with this game playing Call of Duty, so don't mind me if you see some of the pausing going on if I just stop talking. Crap, messed up. But anyways, the match was decent, but I wouldn't say it was the best or it wasn't the worst either, so... Holy, went around. Overall, the match was decent, but it's probably one or the only matches that was kind of not getting up there. But Bray Wyatt did win, and he did need it this win. So if they're gonna do like one more match or whatever. It might happen, but we'll see. But I'm thinking that it will. Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella. This is like, he's just looking at it. It's like, no Triple H, no Nikki Bella. And I guess what I was saying, that it was a good match, then Triple H came in and interfered, and you thought Nikki was going to come in with the save, but eventually she ended up betraying Nikki Bella. And the one thing I said, because people were getting on my ass about, I think they shouldn't have went that way. I think they shouldn't have went that way. But everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I already said that earlier. But I think they should have waited to do that. Because it's like, how are you just going to get your job back and you lost? And it's like, my thing was, only person that had something to prove in this match, well, Stephanie McMahon had to prove a little something that she can still wrestle. But Brie had more to prove than anything. So they could have, like, my opinion, they could have kept it going. And I hope they will keep this feud going. Who knows? I could be wrong. But hopefully they continue this feud and let it keep going. I want her to, you know, just stop going after Stephanie, then end up just going after her sister. I'm thinking she should still go after Stephanie before she go after her sister, but that's just my opinion on that. Or probably go after Nikki, like, have a couple of matches on Raw, then fight Stephanie at the next pay-per-view, which it may end up being, I was going to say maybe Nia Champion. If not, it probably will be the October Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. But we'll see. Let's see. I would like to read something that, if it's still up there, that somebody said to me. So just hold on. Okay, somebody said, AJ, please explain to us why that storyline doesn't make sense. I'd like to hear your promoter insist on this since you have so much experience. Not. And this is why I said back, wow, such and such. The bitch came out of you, didn't it? For one, you don't know me. You only know what people tell you. Come back to me when you do. And who said I was a promoter? Not I. So please get your facts straight. I don't know, but I just gotta keep thinking about it, that people are always gonna hate regardless, no matter what. So let them hate. But moving on, Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. I like, this has to be my, like, all the matches were good and, well, except for the Bray and Jericho match, it was decent, but all the matches were pretty good and was like off the chart. But this one, it really, really, really went good. Okay, this person responded. So we're going to read it on air and just go from there. Okay, you as well don't know me. I guess I'm mistaken you to think that you are from a, but isn't that what one is called when they run the wrestling show? I agree that everyone has a right to their opinion. I was just asking for yours. But well, I don't give it. Anyways, good luck to WFSO in the future. Won't be seeing me there, that's for sure. Okay. Let's see. I will respond to that. Okay. Oh, one die, one die. So. Oh, girl, I'm a little bit distracted with this. I'm just going to try to wait for this to end. Sorry, I got you on a pause for a moment. I'm just typing a little bit like crazy, so. Oh, God. We're going to take one more break, so I'll be right back. because I was reading stuff to y'all on what's going on. People like to judge on what people say, and I think it's just funny that people just like to judge on what people say and not knowing you as a person.
Right.
That's just one of those things I just can't stand. It's like, you want to be a dick rider and want to be on bandwagon on something that you don't have no clue or don't understand about, then I just feel sorry for you. It's just like, know your facts before you try to jump into conclusions on when it comes to knowing me, anyone in the WFSO staff, or anything about wrestling in general. Like, if you claim you know something and somebody going to call you out on it, you can't get mad because you did it to somebody else. But as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, talk about Roman Reigns and Randy Orton. Like I said, that was a very good match, and I said, can't complain about that, and I think it was very awesome. That could be match of the night, in my opinion. Roman Reigns did win the match, and like I said, I would like these two tonight, maybe if they do some more, but we'll see. Now on to the main event. John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. But okay, I'm just saying what the crowd is thinking. In their opinion, they said at the show in the pay-per-view, and some of you guys said it too, that the match was boring. But I understand why you guys would say like the match was boring, because it's like, it was all Brock Lesnar. It was like John Cena didn't do much of anything on there. And I think that's what it was supposed to look. And I guess that's why they made it. It was like, as long as John Cena had tried to do like some type of offense, which he did, the match is what it is. Although I don't like much of the outcome, but like I said, I understand why. It's just, like I said, I understand it's a business, but one thing I'm saying, like, they got to understand that, you know, you're there to make money, but you're there to gain fans. Although, what I said was, there's people that quit to judge you, and it's like, oh, I don't want to come to your show anyway, so, well, for one, I know a promoter ain't supposed to, you know, act like that. But the thing is, I'm not a promoter. Yeah, I do a show like once a year. That's true. But it's like, does it look like I'm trying to do a show like every month or every week? But, like, that's part of the problem is, like, the indies are different than what is national wrestling is. It's way more different. So, it's like, they doing things based on money. Whatever happens in the indie scene happens in the indie scene. And it's like, you know, like, some of these people going to show up, like, every month. Compared to, oh God, where do you go? I did good, but like my point is, Oh, God. You know what? Let me finish this match before this drama keep on going. Anyways, being the Cena got the crowd up, and of course you saw the result of the match that Cena lost. So Brock is the new World Heavyweight Champion. But I guess the problem with me is like he's like limited to, you know, where he goes to when it comes to WWE. It's one day he come here, then he comes there, and some believes what other people tell them. And can't confront me about it. I should have kept on this expectation. But anyways. Whoa. That was kind of weird. Now there's drama on the computer. There we go, got him. But overall, the match was as I expected. I wasn't expecting like a fast-paced match or anything like that. That type of match with Cena Lesnar, that's what you expect. Like nothing more, nothing less. Yeah, I'm not happy about the outcome of the match because of certain reasons, like who knows what Brock's schedule is going to be, and they kind of predicted themselves when they talk about that time when, oh, he has to defend it in 30 days, and so like a little bit after the 30 days, they stripped him. So my thing is this: is like, what are they going to do in this situation? What schedule that they put up for Brock? The only thing I can say, we'll see, but I'm hoping that he's gonna defend that Night of Champions. I'm getting my butt kicked. But overall, good pay-per-view, like I said. Of course, I didn't like only two of the outcomes, but I give this pay-per-view an 8. So the pay-per-view is an 8 in my opinion, and I'm thinking that's what it should be. But anyways, I better before I get this game, and we're gonna talk about more about this and what's happened all over the week of wrestling on WSO Aftermath tomorrow afternoon. Well, tomorrow evening. I don't know why I say afternoon. Oh crap! And against that, but we're gonna talk about that tomorrow evening. WFSO Aftermath, 10:30 p.m. Central Time. And also, don't forget about the other shows. Like, you got Wednesday, Hazel Runs Her Mouth at 9 o'clock. Then you got Christian Rainey with the Smart Slips right on this radio station at 10 o'clock. So, also, you can check out our website, www.wfso.com. Oh, no, I forgot to go off the air. So, you guys have a good night. I apologize to just some of these people just being idiots online and some independent wrestling fans. Just sad. But anyways, y'all have a good night, and hopefully y'all listen in tomorrow. Peace out.